and was beginning to claim the inside. He heard heavy footfalls, doors opening and closing, and shouts. Men flooded into the auditorium, then fled down to the ground floor. He ran up one of the aisles toward the adjacent picture gallery, where plaster from the ceiling rained down, exposing flames that were already busy consuming the attic and roof. A few of the canvases had caught fire. As a painter, the sight sickened him. The blaze seemed extra intense here, which might indicate its point of origin. He purged the artist from his brain and started thinking like an intelligence operative, analyzing his options and reaching conclusions. Black smoke gathered in thick clouds. Breathing was becoming difficult. He'd traveled from Richmond on secret orders from President Jefferson Davis himself. The fact that he was acquainted with Joseph Henry and familiar with the Smithsonian had made him the ideal choice. A secret peace conference was already scheduled for 2 weeks hence at Hampton Roads. Lincoln planned to attend, as would Vice President of the Confederacy Alexander Stevens, who'd been trying for 2 years to end the war. Jeff Davis hated his second-in-command, considering the impish Georgian weak and treasonous. But Stevens harbored high hopes that an honorable end could be negotiated. He raised an arm and used